Hi, folks. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Al. And if you're listening to me on Spotify or Anchor or Apple Podcasts, I highly encourage you to follow this podcast. And if you're listening to me on YouTube, I highly encourage you to subscribe. And also check out my website at buildwealthmedia.com. So today I want to talk about why most people struggle financially. And the reason why most people struggle financially is they don't understand the concept of guns and butter. And I'm going to break it down. I'm going to talk about what guns and butter are. See, when you think of guns, I want you to think of assets. And when you think of butter, I want you to think of liabilities. See, guns are symbolic to assets. Now, what are assets? Assets are anything that has the capability to appreciate over time and in some cases can produce cash flow. For instance, if I buy a stock in a company, a blue chip, well-established company, the stock price has the capability to appreciate over time. And if that stock that I buy pays a dividend, then I'm going to receive cash flow every month or every quarter. And then another example of guns would be rental properties. If I buy a property and I rent it out to a tenant, I'm going to receive cash flow every month. The rental property is an asset because it's producing cash flow and it's appreciating over time. So guns, again, are assets. They're things that have the capability to go up in value, and they have the, in many instances, they can produce cash flow. Well, what is butter? Well, butter is things that you buy that don't pay you and that do not go up in value. They actually, in fact, depreciate. And it's kind of funny that we refer to liabilities as butter. And the reason why I think when we think of liabilities as butter is because butter, when it's heated, melts. And that's kind of the same concept that when you're looking at liabilities, they go down in value. They melt. You buy a car, soon as you drive it off the lot, it loses value. If you buy a car for $60,000 and a week later you go back to the dealer to sell it for $60,000, the dealer is going to look at you crazy because it's butter. See, that's the problem with most people. That's why most people don't achieve financial success in life. Because they're buying too much butter. They're buying things that don't pay them. They're buying things that depreciate over time. And if you want to build wealth, you have to buy guns. You have to buy more guns than you do butter. Now, we all have liabilities. I'm not going to come on this platform and preach that you can live a life without liabilities. You're going to have liabilities in life. You're going to have a mortgage to pay. You're going to have to pay rent. Those are liabilities. But you, if you want to build wealth, you have to embrace financial discipline and accumulate more assets. And that can be as simple as being disciplined to pay yourself first. You have to be committed to acquiring assets. See, remember, assets are going to put money back in your pocket. Liabilities are going to take money out of your pocket. Again, the concept of guns and butter. Guns are symbolic to assets. Butter is symbolic to liabilities. And you have to make the decision on what you want to spend your hard-earned money on. Do you want to spend money? You want to spend most of your money acquiring butter? Or do you want to spend most of your money acquiring guns? You have to make that decision. You have to make that decision. Do you want to buy things that go down in value over time? Or do you want to buy things that help you build wealth? For me, my primary focus is acquiring more guns rather than butter. And wealth builders understand this. They understand that if they want to build and maintain wealth, they have to acquire more guns than butter. Because remember, butter melts when it's heated. And a lot of times we buy butter thinking they are assets. A lot of us buy fancy cars that we can't afford. A lot of us buy designer clothing. A lot of us are just living above our means. We're living a life of butter. And that will keep you broke and poor. If you're constantly chasing butter in life, you're going to find yourself in the future with nothing saved for retirement. See, here's the thing. Most people try to keep up with everyone else in life. And that's the problem. And that's kind of an illustration of chasing butter, too. If you're always buying things to impress other people, then you're living a life of butter. And that will keep you broke and poor. So if you want to build wealth, if you want to have a successful financial future, if you want to have a decent and enjoyable retirement, then you need to stop chasing butter. Stop just buying things to impress other people in life. If you're going to buy material possessions, and there's nothing wrong with liking the finer things in life, but if you're going to buy material possessions, buy it because you can afford it, and buy it because you want to buy it. Don't just buy something so you can fit in a circle. Don't just buy a fancy car because your neighbor across the street has a fancy car. Again, you have to stop chasing butter in life. So, folks, I just wanted to kind of explain the concept of guns versus butter. And again, you have to decide, which do you want more of? You have to make that decision. So, folks, as always, I encourage you to always think big in life. Always strive to become a better version of yourself and stay committed to financial success.